cloaking device for the spaceship that even Island's advanced eyesight can't pick up. And I'll have a tracker on me at all times so that we can find it again. Another perk of having a super genius technopath and an ex-villain scientist teaming up to build a spaceship was that they could think of nearly anything and make it work. I nodded. But otherwise, we'll just have to be careful walking around. Andy rested her head on my shoulder and sighed.
It sucks that Kristen decided to stay back with Matt.
Kristen and Matt would have been amazing offensive and defensive fighters to have with us, and those were just their fighting skills, along with Kristen's calm atmosphere and Matt's protective streak. They would have been perfect for the mission. They had been a part of the original crew manifest, but in the end, they had the final say-so about if they wanted to come or not, and had decided to stick behind and help their father and the Carter kids become rehabilitated. But as it stood, we had a pretty good team ready for the hard task set before us. Everyone had a part to play for the trip to New Sahana, and knew that it was going to be one of the most difficult fights we ever faced so far. Kara was the pilot and our tech wizard. Andy was a defensive player and strategist. Island was, of course, going because it was her planet and her father that we would most likely end up facing. Eric came along due to his offensive fighting abilities and lighthearted nature. Gemma was an incredible offensive and defensive fighter, and the one with the most knowledge on Mother. And Triton, even though his power set would most likely not be as useful, was our head instructor, and his years as a hero led him to have valuable insight to any possible hostile encounters we may have. I ran my fingers through Andy's hair as I reminded her. They both wanted to spend time with her dad and help with the Carter kids. I can't fault her for that. I chuckled at Andy's pout and kissed her cheek. Eileen rested her head on my other shoulder and reached over to hold my hand in hers. Squeezing her hand back, she smiled at me. When Kristen said she had wanted to stay along with Matt, I had remembered Margot, the most promising intern at the ALX-22. And broached the topic with Triton and Gemma about how bringing a reporter could help influence interstellar relations. Despite not having any real defensive or offensive abilities, it was nice to have a girl who was direct and straightforward about what she wanted. And I hadn't lied about it being helpful with interstellar relations, especially since we hadn't really interacted with our neighbors in space in the last couple years, ever since Dr. Delacruz had first gone to space. We thought that would be the entire crew. We had offensive and defensive fighters, strategists, and Island as an ambassador and translator. But there had been another surprise addition that no one had predicted. The day before we were to leave, Mindbender had suddenly declared he was coming along as well. I was confused, mainly because he hadn't been involved with the fight with Gipsyval or Mother, so he didn't have a noticeable stake in the mission. And even as a Volcav instructor and notable hero, he worked mainly in the background, not having a power set that could be used for physically fighting. Tall and imposing, with a shock of dark black hair and even darker eyes, the only thing I knew about Hiro Saito was that he was Eric's psychologist, and that he graduated with Triton's class from Volcav Academy. Other than that, Mindbender hadn't done much during my time at the school. So we were all justifiably confused about his sudden decision to come to an alien planet with us. Now he spoke up, for the first time the entire trip, his voice dry and airy.
"Just what exactly should we expect from your father, Island?"
Island's lips pursed into a thin line, as her eyes seemed to focus on something the rest of us couldn't see.
"King Matu Ajlal rules New Sahana with his wife, Queen Tirsa Ajlal. My mother is a soft-spoken woman. I truly think she is innocent of what is happening on my planet. When I was younger, I was blind to the cruelty of his rule. I believed he loved me."
I caught a tear rolling down Island's cheek and wiped it away with my finger.
"He